Good evening, class. So tonight we're going to be talking about the male orgasm. Now, as this is Biology 340, we're going to deal with the physiological states of arousal, which include arousal, plateau, orgasm, and resolution. So, as I discussed before, to help with this, I have a volunteer here today to help me demonstrate. As you can see, our model up here is currently flaccid and not engaged in a state of arousal. For those of you who are further back, please make sure you can observe the model's member on the projection screen. The radix, or root, of the penis is this portion here, attached to the pelvis. If you can, you know, see around the pubic hair. It contains the bulb and two crews of penis on either side of the bulb. From there, we see the corpus, or body, of the penis. Now, it has two surfaces, and those are comprised of the dorsal and urethral surfaces. Now, the part that we can actually see of the penis is called the epithelium, which is composed of the shaft skin, foreskin, and the preputal mucosa. Okay, now due to various cultural and religious standards, I think we all know, some men are circumcised soon after birth, which leads to the removal of the foreskin. As you can see here, our model today is uncircumcised, which most of you will know as uncut or intact. So he still has his foreskin. Now, as I previously said, our model is still flaccid, but with some stimulation, we can begin to see some changes here. So stimuli, when we talk here, could be visual, physical, or psychological. So I'm going to help demonstrate how this process works. And first thing I'm going to do is expose our model here to visual stimuli. Our model here is a heterosexual male. So we can usually dependably arouse a heterosexual male with female secondary sex characteristics. And you all should know from previous lectures, secondary sex characteristics, we're talking about breast development, pubic hair development, these things. The easiest example here is just going to be... Wait, I'm sorry. What was I saying? Okay, so anyhow, here, if I unbutton my shirt like this and expose my breasts, showing them to our model, we can see the first stirrings of arousal. So sexual arousal in males is characterized by the arousal of the parasympathetic nervous system, which leads to an increased heart rate, flushing of the skin, and an increase in muscle tension, all of which we can see happening to some degree here. So with this, that parasympathetic nervous system that we've talked about before also releases nitric oxide, which causes the blood vessels in the penis to relax and engorge with blood. So now that our model's been exposed to visual stimuli, we can see this starting to happen in our model just to a small degree. So we can see the flaccidity is going away and we are becoming more erect. Now, if, for example, I moan, this will assist in the psychological stimuli portion of his arousal. So, if I come up to him and just happen to moan in his ear, mimicking the sounds of arousal, this is going to help with the psychological stimuli. So, here, now we see our model is about at half erection. As we can see, our model's penis is increasing in both length and girth. Oh, okay. Now, we can see that the bulbo-urethral glands are starting to emit lubricating secretions, which, since our model here is intact, this is going to help allow the foreskin to move more smoothly along the gland's penis, also known as the head of the penis. Okay? Any questions right now? Okay. Finally, we're going to address the physical stimulation. So I'm going to use my hand here, and as I start stroking our model's penis, we can see him becoming fully erect. There we go. The lubrication I talked about before is essential in intercourse for the intact male. This lubrication allows the foreskin to move smoothly along the head and allows both the gland's penis and the foreskin to move freely and independently. So without appropriate lubrication or an appropriately stretchy foreskin, we can have unfortunate things such as tearing happen. So, now that we're at full erectness, if I pause, we can see that when fully erect, the gland's penis is free of the foreskin and visibly leaking lubrication or pre-cum. So looking at our model's penis, I would say we have an average angle of erection of about 65 degrees, which is fairly normal. It's going to be difficult to see for you guys further back, but now that we've reached peak arousal, the testicles have drawn up slightly into the scrotum, which helps allow for one thing to differentiate from the cooling factor of a lower hanging scrotum and testicles. So this helps with what's going to come later. Okay, so now that our model is at peak arousal, he's moved into the plateau stage. Essentially, what we're talking about here is the maintenance stage of arousal. We don't see much of a difference here. He may become more flushed. His heart rate will likely continue to increase, and his blood pressure will also continue increased. Now, if our goal here is to move our model into the orgasm stage, he will need continued exposure to stimuli, most likely physical. In most cases, this is going to be achieved through intercourse, as I'm sure you're all aware. According to some biologists, this is the purpose of arousal, is to then complete intercourse and repopulate. But for our purposes here today, intercourse would block most of you from observing the process of orgasm and ejaculation. So instead, we're going to rely on oral manipulation of our model here to bring him to orgasm. So let me get started. So, as you can see, it's very helpful if I run my tongue along these veins, which, as I previously stated, have relaxed and allowed the penis to become engorged with blood. Another helpful thing to do, particularly with an intact male, is running my tongue in between the foreskin and the gland's penis. As we've discussed in other courses, lectures, ejaculate is composed of not just semen, but a variety of proteins, vitamins, and minerals. It typically has a fairly salty taste. Which is affected by diet, as well as frequency of the ejaculation. And what we're seeing here now are some autonomic muscular contractions in the pelvis. Which bring the penis forward, typically again into an orifice such as the vagina. Okay, there we go, class. As you can tell through the tightening of the scrotum, our model here is very close to orgasm. With just a little additional physical stimulation, I think we can. Yes. And that was orgasm. Oops. Well, science does get us messy. So as you can see, male ejaculate is typically semi-transparent with a slightly viscous consistency and whitish color. Most male ejaculations consist of between 0.1 and 10 milliliters of ejaculate. And based on how much is covering me, I'm going to say our model does have an above average ejaculation. This can be affected by, for example, abstaining from sexual activity and other factors. So, now, what happens during orgasm and ejaculation in males is essentially that the muscles of the penis contract in rhythm. These contractions push the ejaculate through the vas deferens and the urethra when they come out then. And obviously, force does depend on various things, and ejaculate distance varies between men. So, now, after ejaculation or orgasm, we reach the stage of resolution. So, as you can see, our model's breathing, heart rate, and blood pressure appear to be returning to normal. His flush has decreased. I'm sure his pulse has also decreased. Our model here appears far more relaxed and even a bit fatigued, so you can go on and have a seat, please. Just wonderful job. So, there we have a brief overview of male arousal and orgasm. Now, before we move on to questions, we're going to give our model a chance to relax, and I want to remind you, do not forget to attend class on Thursday. Remember, Thursday we will be covering female arousal and orgasm. Now, because there are more variances in female anatomy and orgasm, I'm still looking for an additional 2 or 3 models. So if any of you would like to volunteer for extra credit or know of anyone who would volunteer, we do pay a nominal amount for these exercises. So, any questions?